of the very grave misconceptions which people have regarding Islam is that it has a very strong bias towards the male gender. It is generally thought that Islam gives more rights, more authority, and more preference to the male gender. And of the various examples which are presented in this regard, one of these is that people say that since Islam says that the share of a daughter is half that of the son, so therefore this is a very clear indication of its bias towards the male gender. Now in this session, we shall try to study this directive of the Quran in the light of its true background. So first of all, it needs to be considered that if we study various sharias which have been revealed by the Almighty to the previous prophets, and also if we study history in general, we come to the conclusion that the distribution of inheritance has always remained a very grave issue towards human intellect. People have come up with various formulas and various distributions in this regard, and it is very evident from this whole history that human intellect has not been able to grasp the true basis for this distribution. Consequently, in the final Sharia revealed by the Almighty, God Almighty has said that this distribution of inheritance shall be based on a certain precept, on a certain principle, which it calls أَقْرَبُ لَكُمْ نَفْعَ. People who are more beneficial to the deceased shall hold more share. However, the extent of this share is something which a person is not able to derive, he's not able to delve. So therefore, the Almighty Himself has guided people in the last Sharia and has told them that this nature of benefit which a deceased has the heirs have for the deceased is something which human intellect cannot decipher. And the Almighty has come to the rescue of human intellect and has told us what the shares regard on the basis of this benefit should be for the heirs. The verse which mentions this is, it is stated in Surah Nisa, أَبَاؤُكُمْ وَأَبْنَاؤُكُمْ لَا تَدْرُونَ أَيُّهُمْ أَقْرَبُ لَكُمْ نَفْعًا. You know not who among your children and parents are nearest to you in benefit. So therefore, as far as benefit is concerned, this is something which is very apparent to every person. The heirs have a special relationship with the deceased. However, the nature of this benefit, the extent of this benefit is variable for various heirs. The Quran asserts that this benefit is half for the daughter. The parents have the benefit which a daughter has is half which the son has in compliance with this directive. And this is because of the fact that if we strongly consider the system of family which Islam has envisaged, we will come to know that in that system, a husband, he is the head of the family, and a wife is required to submit. And precisely for this reason, when a daughter gets married, she actually loses part of this benefit and transfers it to her husband. And since she has to remain as his wife, and she has to remain obedient to him also, so therefore in this setup, her benefit is transferred to the husband that she's going to marry, and her own benefit for her original family decreases. So on the basis of this, the Quran says that the share of a daughter shall be half that of the son. So in order to understand this, as I said, it's essential that we understand the family setup or the social setup which Islam envisages. And it says that it's essential that for the society to survive, it is the family which is the building block. And it is very absolutely apparent that parents are always more comfortable with their sons because, of course, sons are not dependent on their wives. It is the wives who are dependent on their husbands. So therefore, on the basis of this dependence and certain other factors, the benefit which a son has is much more than a daughter has. However, this benefit can be in certain other cases, we can just look at a lot of examples in which, for example, a daughter might hold more benefit for the parents, and this could be out of her service to them. This could be out of the fact that she is more needy because of certain circumstances. In all such cases, the Quran says that a will can be made in the favor of the daughter. And of course, this would not be equivalent to the fact that a person is making a will in favor of an heir of whose share the Quran has already decided. The heirs which the Quran actually delineates, the shares which delineates about the heirs, they relate to the relationship which that heir has to the deceased. However, in case of certain special circumstances in which that heir can be needy, he or she could be of more service to the deceased, then of course the benefit of that air would increase, and in those circumstances, a person can make a will in favor of the of that heir. And similarly, in case of a daughter, if such circumstances arise in her case also, a will can be made in her favor so that more money is directed towards her. And this will be made in accordance with the Quranic directive. It says, "Kutiba alaykum iza hadara ahadakum al-maut in taraka khayran al-wasiyyatu lil-walidayni wal-aqrabina bil-ma'roof haqqan al-muttaqin." When death approaches any one of you and you are leaving behind some wealth, it is incumbent upon you to make a will in favor of your parents and relatives according to the conventions of the society. This is an obligation imposed upon the God-fearing. So therefore, it needs to be summarized in a nutshell that the share of a daughter is half that of a son simply because her benefit is transferred to her husband after marriage. And however, in certain circumstances, for example, in which a daughter is not yet married, or she has a certain other needs which the parent might think they are very genuine, and also that daughter has served that parent much more and she is much more beneficial to them, then of course a will can be made in her favor in order to grant her more money. Aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullah li wa lakum wa lisa'iril muslimina wal muslimat.